gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on the boat. I'm on the boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. Can buy me a boat.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that theme music, you know it's time for Boat Smart on Friday as we head into a gorgeous weekend. Perfect for boating, I must say. We have here with us our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Bill Kidwell is here with us. He is the services manager. He's got a guest with him today. We have Aaron Thomas, and he is the parts and warranty guy. So this is going to be an interesting show. So if you have any questions that you want to text in, this is the opportunity to do it. So 850-437-1620. Our Boat Smart experts are in the house. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
There's somebody missing, however.
Yeah,
where is
Stephen?
He?
He told me he was going to Texas, and I think he probably went there by boat, if I know who.
Probably.
Somehow, some way, he figured out how to get through the waterways and get there.
Okay. All right. If you believe that.
Yeah.
Well, we miss you, Stephen, if you're listening in, and he'll probably be back with us soon. So
he sure will.
In the meantime,
I guarantee you. I think he won't be here next week either, but we'll see. I don't know. He may.
Well,
you never know.
Week to week. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, he's going to be here if he can, for sure.
Yes, for sure. Okay, well, this is Boat Smart, and this is an opportunity for folks to find out more about Key Marine of Northwest Florida, Key Marine Center. So talk a bit about where you are and what y'all do, how long you've been here, because someone may be tuning in for the first time.
Yeah, we get that. More and more people are listening. And to begin with, I wanted to welcome everybody to Boat Smart. It is definitely sponsored by Key Marine. It is a call or text-in show. Please call us with questions. We love to answer your questions or any comments you may have. That's 850-437-1620. And Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is located at 5621 Bower Road over there on the west side of town. You can call us at 850-492-0487 or check us out on keymarinecenter.com is our website. And then also you can see us on Facebook and now Instagram. We've got a person that's updating that more and more as time goes by. You can check out our weekly specials, engine stock, projects, progress reports, and all that. We're trying to make that as entertaining as possible. We are a Yamaha, Mercury, Mercruiser, Mercury Racing, and Suzuki dealership over there.
Wow, and that's a lot.
Yeah, we do a lot, and we really have a great team over there that's making it all happen. We do specialize in repairing those products, and at the end of the, whenever your motor, like I've said before, Meg, starts meeting diminishing returns, we may suggest that you repower it, and there's a lot of benefits for that. So we do all that. We focus big time on the service part because we do not sell a line of boats, but we will repower your old boat if need be, and we're very good at all that.
Okay, I'm curious now, and can you explain what you mean when you say repower?
Okay, repower is putting a new motor on the boat and the rigging and all the controls and the gauges and stuff that go there. Because let's face it, most of the boats do outlast the motors. As time goes by, that's gotten better and better. They do. I mean, some of the better fiberglass hulls and all, if they're built right and maintained right, and that's one of the ways Key Marine comes into play there, they can definitely last a long time. And the newer motors, four-stroke motors, like we've talked about, they typically, if they're maintained properly, you can expect upwards of 20 years and all. And that's quite a bit of time.
Okay. So we're here today. You have a kind of a specific topic because you wanted to bring up. And again, I always joke with you guys because when you talk about maintenance and you're talking about four-stroke and two-stroke, all this, and I go, uh-huh, I have no idea. I love riding in a boat. That's what I know.
Yeah.
I like fishing in a boat. Yeah. All that. I love boats.
Everybody loves boats.
I mean, but for those that are listening that are boat smart, this is going to be a great topic because one of the things that can be somewhat mind-boggling is when you talk about the parts and warranty.
Yes.
And that, Aaron, that's your specialty.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So this could get very complicated, right?
It's not bad whenever you're a professional like Aaron. I wanted to introduce everybody to Aaron Thomas. He's the parts and warranty manager over there, and he's the one that's answering the phone a lot and making so much happen up front. And like we've talked in the past, Stefan and I, a great parts guy can make or break a service team because it all starts, well, it starts with management and then, of course, parts acquisition because we always need parts when we're fixing boats. And whenever you have the management, the expertise, and all of that in place, you know, it really leads to a great service experience that we have over there for you. So I wanted to ask you, Aaron, I mean, I've already said what your position is, mm-hmm. but we want to hear it from you.
Well, my position with Key Marine Center is parts and warranty manager, basically making sure that we have all the parts and inventory for the company and also making sure we have all the right parts for all the technicians, making sure all the job codes, making sure all the jobs are going well. And such like that. And I'm also the one's going to be filing the warranty claims on behalf of the customer and the company as well.
And that can be pretty tricky, the warranty part, right?
Yes, it can be, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people take it for granted if you have warranty that things are just going to fall into place. But it takes an expert like Aaron over here to claw and make it happen for mm-hmm. you and, you know, and get as much as we can get covered. It's not so much that, you know, we're trying to do the manufacturers wrong there. We're just, they come with a warranty, and a lot of people purchase extended warranties, and we want those to work. And if it's a legitimate warranty issue, he's going to make it happen.
Exactly.
So how long have you been at Key Marine?
It'll be going on 6 years in July. Hard to believe.
Yeah. I remember when you first came there and all. And he did. He came in and he hung his hat. And he's that guy that I've bragged about that will find parts no matter where they are. I mean,
still waiting to go to the next.
So you're responsible for finding parts too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a whole nother.
I'm still waiting to go to another planet to find parts.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot involved there.
When you think of the longevity of boats and the different motors, we've talked about that. Wow.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of focus and all that to make that happen. You know, a lot of places, whenever they look up parts on the manufacturer's website and it lists where they're at in the country, there's usually several warehouses. If it says that it's not available, a lot of places are like, well, you're just going to have to wait. That's on back order. Not with this guy. This guy's making it happen with him, Dustin, and Kylie helping. They make a heck of a team up there. But he's the one that's also pulling all the parts, making the work orders, you know, actually doing a lot of write-ups, too, and all that. So, yeah, he's got a lot going on, yep, for sure. So how long have you been in the marine industry, Aaron?
Well, I started at my parents' shop back in 2007, so you're looking at about 19 years now.
Wow, that's a lot of experience. Yes. And that covers a lot of the changes.
It does.
We've had in the last 20 years.
It does, yes.
They were a Volvo dealership down there, I know. They were probably, didn't y'all do Volvo diesel work?
Yes,
and all?
We did.
Yeah. So he's had his hands in a lot going on there. I'm not sure why he moved up here to be with us, but we're certainly happy that he's part of that unbeatable team at Key Marine.
And okay. I'll admit, I didn't know a whole lot about outboard motors until I came to this area. I have learned so much, especially from Bill and all the technicians at Key Marine as well. So, and they helped make my job easier as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the partnership that they have also with Georgetown Technical College, of course, with Stefan being the Marine Services instructor, a lot of your guys have gotten great training from there and then have come on, been on your team as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When they come there, just like he said, I'm that guy that, I don't know, I'm the one that's pushing everybody mm-hmm. to become that person I can know that they are inside of them, to be on that other level, to form that unbeatable team. of expertise and ability and execution that you see at Key Marine. Like right now, our wait time is still, you know, within a day or two.
That's great.
And it has a lot to do with that, with mm-hmm. the whole, well, you know, most of the listeners that listen a lot know that we made some major changes over the winter, focusing on that, and it's all working out for sure.
That's a great, that is a great testament. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are on Boat Smart this morning. If you've got a boating question, it could be about parts, it could be about safety, any and all, these guys are the experts. 850-437-1620. Please text in your question.
Please call
Absolutely.
Us.
Yes.
Yep. So, hey, Aaron, you got a question for me?
Well, describe your typical day. I know what how the morning goes because you and I collaborate on the special order parts and such like that. But describe the rest of your day.
Okay, yeah, I usually show...
Yeah, what is a typical day for Bill? I'm kind of curious, well, too.
My typical day is waking up maybe right around 5 o'clock, and I live in Pace, and I drive all the way over there, which is nearly an hour, which gives me a lot of time to focus and, you know, and think about the day. And once I get there, Aaron usually shows up right after me. We don't officially open till 8, but we're already working by 7:30 usually. And the technicians are starting to file into around that time period. So, yeah, like he said, one of the things that we, him and I do every morning, and I'm not sure if this happens at a lot of places, but we get together, we pull the work orders out, and we look at what parts are coming in and when are they coming in. He checks tracking on them and all that, and we discuss, hey, what's up with this? And then he says, well, I expected that yesterday, just as an example. And then all I got to do is give him a little look, and he's like, I'm on it. And he's going to be checking that out and making it happen. So that's what typically happens there. We're lining stuff up and all. And then I start, I keep these little lists on the front of each one of the technicians' boxes, 6 of them.
Wow.
To keep going. And then, so, you know, I determine exactly who's going to be working on what. And, you know, we get that plan and the technicians show up. They usually all gather around my desk and all. And we kind of have a morning meeting and talk about stuff and what we expect to do. And then, like I've talked in the past, a lot of things, a lot of times the technicians are trading notes with each other during that time period and throughout the day on, you know, that he may say, one of them may say, hey, what did you find out with that running issue on that other one? And so it makes the whole team stronger, a lot stronger, and bonding together. And then so then the guys, they start doing their stuff, and that's whenever I'm on to reviewing estimates. The technicians, you know, format estimates, but I'm the one that's getting them, making sure everything's in order, adjusting stuff if it needs to be, the wording and the pricing and all of that. And then I pass the paperwork off to Aaron, Dustin.
Aaron just raised
Kyle.
His hand.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're the ones that get it all totaled up for me, and then it comes back to me. And at that point, I'm the one that calls almost every single one of the customers. Dustin does some of them, but I do the majority of them because he's busy doing his stuff and in the admin part, making all that work and making that team just keep churning along and fixing boats real quickly. And so, yeah, from there it goes, you know, I call customers, get their approval, explain to them why it's this and all that. That's why my experience comes into play, and it's very beneficial because I have all the right answers usually. I mean, most of the time. And so, and I have the ability to explain to them why we need to do this and why we're going this route and why it's important that we do this. And then, you know, as the guys do their stuff, they come in, I have certain, you know, little places on my desk where they put work orders in various phases of completion. I review them, and then I decide what needs to be done there. And then once I'm okay and convinced after talking to everybody that we've given that absolute best service possible, that's whenever it gets turned back over to Aaron, Dustin, and Kylie, and they move at closing them. And usually, once they close them, it'll come back to me. I call the customers at the very end. to say hey and answer any questions they may have.
Excellent. Okay.
Then I head home.
Okay. Ooh, I'm just tired listening to you. Yeah. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Boat Smart. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. And we do have a question for you guys this morning.
Awesome.
One of our listeners, Johnny, just texted in. He said, I always love listening to your show. So there you go. Nice compliment.
I know who this is.
With the price of fuel being so high, I think this is a great question. Is it possible to install a sail and mast for my pontoon boat as an alternative? I'm still holding off on repowering. And then he puts just a stupid thought. I'm thinking, there are no stupid questions on this show. But I'm thinking it's creative.
No, Johnny. No.
But I'm thinking that's pretty creative. I think he's on the right track there.
Yeah, he's quite a character for sure. I love talking to him, and he's awesome. That sounds like something he would think about. But,
well,
you know,
this fuel issue, maybe the question should be, you're saying no to the sail.
Well, what I'm saying is he needs to repower and get better fuel economy. Ah. However, his motor does still run great, and mm-hmm. it is a four-stroke, but it's a carbureted four-stroke. So the fuel economy of an EFI, or electronic fuel injection motor, on there would get even better fuel economy than he's used to.
Okay. Well, and that kind of segues into another question that I'm thinking of is with the issue of the high gas. I saw in a news report this week they were talking about ethanol gas and using that. And so it was interesting to save money and blah, 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 blah. Talk a little bit about the right kind of gas for your boats.
Okay,
because I think there's probably some nuance to that, isn't there?
There is.
And when you should fill it up, not fill it up, when do you clean, all those kind of questions.
Right, and there's a lot of lore about that, for lack of a better term, as far as how much you should keep in the boat and all this. But, yeah, ethanol-free is actually reducing your cost of operation in the long run.
Ethanol-free,
yes.
You're saying.
Yes, okay. Ethanol-free.
You said that. I just want to make sure it's ethanol-free.
Okay. And yes, the ethanol fuel is cheaper, but the cost of repairs there. Now, if you were using your boat every day like you do your car, mm-hmm. now most of the modern motors, and that's when we get back to sometimes you need to repower, but most all the modern motors, the parts in the fuel system are designed to handle that. They're not degrading like they were when ethanol fuel first hit the markets and mm-hmm. all. It was tearing things up, melting plastics and all that. You don't see that a whole lot, but we cannot change the way that the fuel reacts in our environment. With the physics of it and with how hydroscopic it is, how quickly it degrades and all. So we definitely still want to run that ethanol free. And, I'm sorry, guys, it is a little bit more the cost of operation right now. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully things will go down. The fuel price will go down. But one thing's for sure, everyone's naturally drawn to the water. And let's face it, we're going to spend our last recreational dollars being out there. I've noticed that in well over 40 years of doing this. Mm-hmm. Every time we hit a slump in the economy or whatever, we always kind of, what's going on here? But people were dragging their boats out, especially during COVID, when they were told, hey, you have to socially distance. Mm-hmm. And that was a good way to do it. So people were dragging boats out from behind the barn and all that and getting them fixed and mm-hmm. going boating. So, it's going to be a great weekend for that as well.
Well, if you've got a question for these experts on boating, this is Boat Smart, 850-437-1620. Do you have any fuel-saving tips, however, that maybe you can pass along or things that people can do?
Well, that's probably more in my department than Aaron's,
yes.
but the only thing I can recommend is a lot of people are used to letting their motors just idle because they're really quiet now and you don't smell that two-stroke smoke and they're definitely not annoying you while they're sitting there running. So every chance you get, turn the motor off and then don't run wide open everywhere because these motors, even though they are fuel efficient, especially in the idle and mid-range modes, it still takes that fuel to develop the horsepower on wide open throttle. So let's live with going a little bit slower and only have the motor running whenever you need to be going.
Okay, very good. Well, this is Boat Smart, and every week we have a prize to give away to our listeners.
We're almost out of time.
We better get that giveaway going
right now. Oh,
goodness,
the time has gone by. This week, Aaron's going to give it away.
Okay, Aaron, what's the question this week, and what have we given away?
What device is used to flush motors out through the lower unit?
Okay, the prize is?
The prize is an OEM Mercury shirt and a Verado hat.
Okay, so all you got to do is text in your answer with your name and your email at 850-437-1620. What that question one more time. We'll do the first person that gets it right. What's that question again?
What device is used to flush motors out through the lower unit?
Okay. Well, I'm going to wait and see. We'll see if we get some coming in. And in the meantime, Aaron, talk a bit about your day with all the parts and warranty.
Well, kind of... It relates to what Bill said, because the first thing I do, I'm always checking in for special order parts. Mm-hmm. We have to know when those parts are coming in, because he's not going to schedule a work order for a technician for parts that aren't coming in for a couple of days. If the part's going to be in later on that day, you know, that's one thing. But if it's going to be a few days or maybe next week or so, he's not going to assign that particular work order to a technician. And so once we get all of that, I relay all that information to him. And then the next thing would be maybe is to catch up on paperwork from the previous day that I didn't get caught up on. Maybe work orders need to be closed out or parts need to be pulled for certain jobs and try and get that wrapped up. And of course, also the phone is, I'm answering the phone. So every time a customer calls looking for, you know, looking to get some information or just wanting to drop their boat off, I'm the guy that they're going to be talking to as well. Also, when parts come in, they're having to be put in inventory. And if specially order parts are coming in, making sure they're getting tagged and boxed for the technicians and for work orders and making sure we get everything. Occasionally, there is a time where, yes, I'm expecting a part to come in. It shows up on the packing slip, but it's not in the box for some reason, and then trying to figure out and make ends meet to get that part in. So,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, the part that always gives me a headache is when I read the fine print on the warranty.
Yes.
Talk a bit about warranties.
Okay, well, for depending on what motor you have, Suzuki has a 5-year warranty, factory warranty. Yamaha and Mercury are 3 years, but they also have the option of purchasing extended warranty. Mm-hmm. Suzuki has it as well, too, but their extended warranty is through a third party called Cornerstone. Yamaha and Mercury, their extended warranties are through Yamaha and Mercury.
Okay.
And for Mercury, they've got three levels. You have the bronze, gold, and platinum.
Mm-hmm.
The platinum is the most coverage. The gold is kind of middle of the road. Bronze is bare minimum. Granted, their extended warranties, but they're not all inclusive like the factory warranty is.
Gotcha.
They'll cover major component failure.
And then just from experience, he knows for the most part, to deal with your question, of what's covered and like in the fine print and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's where an experienced warranty guy comes in. Mm-hmm. And then we are getting pre-auths a lot, pre-authorizations, where he's calling the particular company,
mm-hmm,
and finding out, saying, hey, this is what's wrong. Are you going to cover it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Type thing. And then there's usually kind of a back and forth battle about them giving us all of our labor involved. I mean, if it took us longer than they say, which a lot of time their book time is unbelievable, what they say that it could be done in. And so, yeah, that's why there's so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's, and also knowing, I mean, yeah, anybody can do a claim. Anybody can claim the diagnostic time and then the time to repair it, but there's also time for test running and all that, and getting as much time as possible for that claim. And so when they give me the work order and its warranty,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to get as much time as humanly possible to what that work order says. Sometimes I can get it right on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm ahead of the game. Sometimes the bear gets us. So,
gotcha.
You know.
Well, you clearly sound like an expert to me. So that's great to know that you're
that.
There
Thank
at
you.
Key Marine Center. And we do have a winner. Just want to say congratulations. The question was, what device is used to flush motors out through the lower unit? And the answer came from Wade, so congratulations, Wade. And he calls it flush cups, or he says, I call them ears.
Ears? Yeah,
yeah,
that's
so, another. We'll go with that.
And they said the answer was flusher or muff, so I'm thinking ear muffs, close enough.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's 100% right. And
okay,
if you'll come down to 5621 Bower Road, we'll give you your prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll hold it for you for what, about a month? And then, yeah, hopefully we'll see you there soon.
Yeah.
Who knows? It might even be me that gives you the prize.
Hey,
as well.
There you go, Aaron. It's the OEM Mercury shirt and a Verado hat. And I'll send you, Wade, I'll send you a text with all the information. So thanks for those that participated. Wade was first.
Awesome, Wade. Yeah, I wanted to add that Erin and Kylie, she sits over to the, well, as you're walking into the left of him, those are the two faces that you'll definitely see when first when you first walk in the door. And you'll be surprised at how humble Erin is and how anxious he is to meet your needs.
Okay, we're at the end of the show already. Erin, thank you so much for being here. Bill, why don't you give that website again and the phone number?
Okay, it's keymarinecenter.com, and the phone number is 850-492-0487. See y'all next week.
All right, thank you. This has been Boat Smart with Bill Kibble and Erin Thomas. Thank you both so much for being here. This is Pep Talk.